its current state here on 90.5 WKAR. I'm Mark Bayshore. Rafiq McGivern is a counselor at Lansing Community College. The Michigan State University graduate has just published his first novel. The current state, Scott Pohl, recently spoke with McGivern about Student Body. Good morning, Scott.
Isn't that a great title for a murder mystery that takes place on a college campus? Actually, Student Body is more than a murder mystery that takes place on the MSU campus, as you'll hear in my talk with Rafiq McGivern. It's one of those writing projects you hear about that was in the works for a number of years.
I began this novel right around the turn of the century, and I had been out of grad school at MSU for close to a decade, and I wrote perhaps the first couple of chapters. And then, yes, it did indeed lie in a drawer. Yes, it was hard copy printed out on, you know, ground wood pulp. 2 years ago, I pulled it out. I said, man, I am going to finish this. And I wrote religiously. I wrote like a writer. I wrote every day. I wrote every morning. I wrote every night, literally, for 2 years, with the exception of about, you know, 3 or 4 stray days and a couple of months I had to take off when I was doing a big book editing project for Salem Press. I wrote at least 1,000 words every day. I covered so much emotional ground, so much intellectual ground, so much humorous ground. I covered funny little stories that I remembered, quips that I had said, that people had said, that I really wanted to enshrine. And I tried to capture the camaraderie, the newness of what it means to be in grad school, at least in English, when you're 22, 23 years old, and suddenly now you are on the other side of the desk, and you are teaching classes that have people just like yourselves, perhaps even older, and they're skeptical, and they are almost peers, and you are first among equals only. And it's quite a different experience. It's something you look forward to, and it's something that scares you, but you never talk about being scared.
I have to tell you, when I saw the review of the book written by Ray Walsh in the Lansing State Journal, the first thought that occurred to me was, why hasn't someone in the past already written a murder mystery that takes place on a college campus and called it Student Body?
I don't know. What is wrong with people? It's so obvious. And, you know, really, as a reviewer on Amazon.com noted, the Student Body is a double entendre or a triple, probably at least triple. The novel is kind of a murder mystery. Really, that doesn't come in until just about the end. I could have written another 100 or 200 pages, but I just didn't want to focus on that. I did not want to write an entire mystery. I didn't want to focus on police drama. I wanted the inside. I wanted a guy who had made a mistake, not an academic one, but a deep personal mistake. And if that mistake comes out, he's done. He's done academically. He's out of his job. He's out of his program. He'll never get that doctorate. He'll never become a professor. And he's out of his marriage. Perhaps he's even out of his life. The character does remember that, you know, sometimes those things happen to people who lose everything. And he comes close to losing everything. So it's an emotional, nostalgic novel. It's intellectual. It's playful. It's elusive with an A. It's readable. I hope it's a lot of fun.
Well, let's synopsize the story.
Rick O'Donnell is a personable young doctoral student in English, circa fall 1993. He's married with a wife and 3 young children. The year before, however, he was teaching a class with a very smart, witty, lovely young student with whom he had a perfectly normal instructor-student type of relationship. He was having a difficult time in his marriage, and the semester after, she graduated, and she was in a graduate class that he himself was taking. They ended up having an affair, brief, passionate, the kind of thing where you kid yourself and you say, well, it's not really important. It's fun, but it doesn't really mean anything. And there are certain words they never said, never. and they never planned about the future, not more than a day or a week ahead. Where would they have lunch the next day? What would Dr. Rosenblatt teach about tomorrow? There were certain words they never said. Rick put it behind him. Now, the next year, the next fall, his supervisor happens to look at changes of grades, notice that he did one for this girl, changed her grade in his class from a 2-point to a 4-point. Instructor error, clerical error. I've done this probably once or twice in a career of 20 years, accidentally bubbled in the wrong number. And that was correct, but let's face it, young instructor, beautiful young student, they took a class together the next semester. That was when he changed her grade. This guy's in trouble. He either has his affair found out, or he's under this cloud of suspicion that he'll never be able to get out from under. So the novel follows a really tense week and a half. Much of it is retrospective. He's struggling with the issue at hand, but he's remembering every second of those months, and he's remembering how he fell in love with his wife and how he might have fallen out of love with her and how he tried to get back. And then it all comes to a head, and it ends.
Moral Hall, Spartan Village. Your book is rife with MSU references, takes place on the MSU campus. Mm-hmm. That's part of the appeal for a local audience, even if you don't work at MSU or attend MSU.
Perhaps so.
People like to read books that take place in locales they recognize.
Mm-hmm. I have such an extraordinary fondness for old Moral Hall and for Spartan Village. I lived there. I started my family there. You know, I remember being 22 years old, hiking across campus with the twins in a stroller, bringing them into my office, meeting the secretaries. And I look back so fondly on that, and I can still see that place, and I can smell it, and I can hear the way the floorboards creaked. And that's part of what I really wanted to capture.
I want to ask you a little bit about self-publishing, if you don't mind.
Sure.
Because this isn't one of those major publication house releases that's making the New York Times bestseller list. Sad to say. But the act of self-publishing, first of all, it's getting so much easier these days. Was that your intent from the start, or did you shop this around to publishing houses? How did that play out in your case?
I did shop it around. I spent quite a fair bit of months shopping it around to perhaps 20 or 30 places. Anybody who writes, anybody even who doesn't write, understands how difficult it is to break into publishing. As you say, self-publishing is really easy nowadays. And obviously, it does have a connotation that, well, obviously you had to self-publish it because no one would take it. I got some really good feedback from publishers. Actually, the thing was scheduled to be published by a place in Michigan called My Green Publisher, which, despite the "my" in the title, really was not a self-publishing joint. It was a very small joint, however, and they ended up going out of business like 3 months before my book was to be released, which was a hell of a kick in the teeth. I got people saying this was really nice writing, and this was a romance house, but I can't have a guy who cheats on his wife. You know, this is really good writing, but gee, the guy's only going to lose his job and his career and his marriage. I'm not sure that's really important. I have a friend across the pond in the UK who wrote a thriller. It's sort of a James Bond plus romance. Great fellow. He spent a couple of years of just difficult, you know, going from one publisher to another, being accepted by a publisher, and then they just sort of fade out and they don't answer his emails. And he told me, buddy, you know, you could send to 500 publishers. It's going to take that long, Rafik. It's going to take that long. And after a while, I said, screw it. Like Frankie, I will do it my way. Now, what I've produced, I think, is pretty literate, pretty enjoyable. It's unusual. It's a genre straddler. It's not a romance, but it's romantic, deeply romantic. It's not a memoir, but obviously I have drawn from real life. It's not a murder mystery, and yet it is. It's if there is a genre called fiction of academia, which there may or may not be, this is that. It straddles a lot of things, and I just finally said, you know, I'm not going to spend year after year after year looking, hoping to try to find the right niche. I'm just going to do it myself. And if a few people end up loving this book like I do, I'm happy.
And people can find it in your typical online book retail operations.
Exactly.
And maybe a few of the local bookstores too.
Exactly. It is produced by Amazon CreateSpace in paperback and Amazon Kindle in e-whatever. And it's definitely available on Amazon websites, on Barnes & Noble, really on a number of other ones. I did a web search and it's actually able to be purchased all around the world, Hong Kong, India, Europe, so it's kind of neat to see it out there.
All right, well, what's next, Rafiq McGivern, author of Student Body? What's next under your pen?
Well, I have had another one of these desk drawer projects, a YA novel of science fiction that I think I'm about to return to. I'm about 100 pages in, and I think I may do that next.
Will you let me know when it's ready?
I will.
Rafiq McGivern is the author of the new novel, Student Body. Thank you so much for joining us on Current State.
Thanks so much, Scott.
For Current State, I'm Scott Pohl.